Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yes, sir. You are in the loop on a Football Friday. Again, appreciation to our guy, B. Scott from Hiram Clark, for joining us in the last hour. In fact, we spent the whole break just talking hoops because opening night at home, rather, the home opener for your Houston Rockets is tonight, 7 p.m. versus the Pistons. There's a lot of interesting things to happen. I'd keep it locked and on Sports Radio 610 first and foremost, but also keep up with B. Scott, man. B. Scott does a great job of covering that team in addition to the Texans and everything and all the other jobs that he has. I don't know how he does it, honestly.
Man of many hats.
A lot of hats. A lot of hats. But don't say he puts a hat on a hat, because that'd be disrespectful.
It's illegal.
Is it?
Yeah. Helmet to helmet.
Oh. Anyways, I was like, I thought you were being serious for a second.
I am.
All right.
Helmet to helmet is illegal.
And then, I'm sure Aziz like, no, what? What?
What you mean?
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's information I could have used.
Are you surprised that we haven't heard anything on the Aziz front?
You know what? Yes. Kind of slipped through the cracks, didn't it?
I probably shouldn't even brought it up. Yeah. Let's go ahead and move right past that. Although, like, the one thing that I did see apparently just 10 minutes ago, the NFL fined the Giants $200,000. Head coach Brian Daboll, $100,000, and Cam Scadawoo, $15,000. Do you know what that's for?
I'm looking at it right now.
Violating the concussion protocol while Jackson Dart was being evaluated. The NFL is like, hey, man, we just can't have you doing this. All right, I need you to understand. We just cannot have you doing this.
They don't care.
Well?
Scadawoo doesn't.
Oh, no, absolutely. No. Well, he doesn't make that much money.
No, he doesn't care about concussions.
Oh, well, clearly.
Yeah.
He throws himself into people like he's a human torpedo.
Yes.
He doesn't care about that at all.
Yeah.
Something that I think you are thinking that we might need to care about a little bit more. This Texans defense, which we typically look at as a strength, although this week, after all the things that we've heard back and forth, who knows? Is there something about this Texans defense that you should worry about outside of simply – you know, the game plan to field translation.
Yeah, the communication and all that stuff. It's more like a, you know what, I think I'm going to put a pin in that.
Okay.
When I was watching this game and realized what's coming down the pike, kind of lost, you know, about in Monday night's game and this week with all the, you know, the craziness going on.
Yeah.
Is the Seahawks had a little bit of success running the ball.
Just a little, huh?
A little bit of success running the ball. And it wasn't exactly, you know, your superstar running backs. In fact, before the game, you know, we were talking about, well, yeah, they've been up and down, mostly down. Charbonnet and who was the other cat? Walker.
Kenneth Walker III.
And
he made Michigan.
But we
State
weren't
look
like, oh no, you know, that's a 1-2 punch.
Well, they hadn't been very efficient. Like, those are obviously good names and they're good backs, but they had not been efficient at all running the football.
Right.
And then they go in and collectively run for, what, over 100 yards?
Second most rushing yards of the season against the Texans.
And even then, they weren't particularly effective either. About
but
four
success.
Yards a carry, but they did find
four
a
yards
bit
a
more
carry, you mentioned
there, yeah.
It. Success. Not a single negative play rushing the ball.
That's a great point.
For Seattle, not one. And this is
you had opportunities to tackle in the backfield
right
in this game,
right? So maybe it speaks a little bit to the old tackling thing, which occasionally can be you know, a problem here.
I miss when it was just tackling.
Yeah. And, I miss that. And Seattle had the second best EPA per rush, you know, in terms of, you know, week six or whatever it was. So
week seven.
So like a little bit of success, and I'm looking at these numbers and the success they had and no negative yardage. And then I start looking at, you know, yards after catch, you know, was real high for Seattle as well. So maybe it speaks a little bit more to the tackling. Now, this is a great defense. Let's just establish that. But success running the ball, some success yards after catch. You do realize who's coming into NRG Stadium this week.
Oh, that's Easy Ed, son. Ain't it?
That is Ed McCaffrey's boy.
His bouncing baby boy.
Christian McCaffrey, who ran for 129 yards, but wait, there's more. That's a 5.6 average, by the way.
Is that good?
That is very good.
Okay.
Last week. Also had 7 catches for 72 yards.
That's the thing. Yeah. He's been doing that consistently. Mm-hmm. He is up, and I forget what statistics, so I apologize. But he's like second best amongst all catchers, mm-hmm. all pass catchers, in a very statistic that, of course, escapes my mind in this moment when I actually need it. Mm-hmm. But the point being, he's been really effective and good as a pass catcher outside of just being a running back. Just he has been helping float that offense entirely as a pass catcher. And then he brought back what we've known from him as a fantastic running. Like, this is going to be really problematic for that second level of, well, really the first level of the defense too.
Yeah.
That second level of the defense in particular, and Azeez Al-Shaair and Henry Toto'o and EJ Speed, and probably not Christian Harris, because weirdly enough, Christian Harris just don't, he's not a part of all this anymore. Is
right.
He?
And then on top of that, what have the Texans doubled and tripled and quadrupled down on this week? In fact, Nick Caley was asked about it just yesterday, wasn't he, Figgy?
Yeah, I mean, we moved Nico around. I mean, he doesn't sit there and play primarily X. I mean, I think if you watch the formation, it's not like we go out there and run blanket concepts to every cut. We're trying to hunt things up and put ourselves in position to play the coverage structures that we're going to see from week to week, and that varies, obviously, from team to team. And then when it comes to execution, there's core fundamentals. There's, you know, in the pass game, there's some pure progressions that give you options versus a multitude of coverage. You look at the landscape of the league. You know, a lot of teams are putting a dome on coverages. It's not like it was 5 years ago where you sit there and say it's 85% post safety zone, and when it's split safety, it's Tampa too. Like, that doesn't exist anymore in the National Football League. So you have to have other ways to be able to hunt things up. Every week that we go into it, we're trying to find out exactly what they're doing, what their structures are, and being able to go attack it. And when you talk about schemes and you talk about, you know, the Ravens game, for example, and play actions, like, I'd love to run a lot of play action. You know, again, we have to stay on schedule. We have to do a good job on early downs. That's not just the passing game. That's the run game. That's the passing game. And it also affects the play action game too. And, you know, in your 7-step jam protections and stuff like that, where you can push the ball further down the field. So that's, you know, obviously we want to execute. We didn't execute at a high enough level, again, across the board in general, and we got to get better at that.
He actually went in more specifics on the run game and how they want to do it more. He was asked about running between the tackles and some of the play calls there.
Should have mixed in more runs, he said.
Yeah, should have mixed in more runs, not fewer runs. So here we go. You know, if the Texans can't run the ball and the Niners get, you know, an early lead, the Niners are going to be able to maybe, you know, exploit that as well.
Yeah, game script is continually an issue with the Texans, and that's part of the reason why they have, you know, been very big on the idea that they need to stay ahead of the chains, right? You need to keep yourself in manageable downs, because if you don't, you give the ball back and this game script gets out of hand. The Niners very well could attack that, and you talk about rushing efficiency. Like, the Niners defense is pretty good at you know, being solid stopping the run. Now, how much of that is also the times where they play with Fred Warner, one of the best linebackers in the league, versus you know, the young cats that they have filling in right this moment, right? Maybe that changes it, but they played with a level of fervor, and I guess as I'm talking through it, the Texans might have a possibility if they can play in one accord. I just don't know if that's the case with the week that we just saw, because again, they've had a lot of turnover on this defensive line. And if you looked at the injury report, some of the guys that they trust on that defensive line are showing up on that injury report, whether limited or just not practicing at this point in time.
Let me just ask you. I mean, is that something you're a little worried about, the fact that the Texans may not be able to run the ball and the Seahawks showed a little bit of success running the ball?
I mean,
that's not a good combination.
Without question, man. Yeah. The essence of this game is about blocking and tackling, which really gets to the run game at its heart. And if the Texans aren't capable of running the football, something that they have purported that they want to do, I haven't looked at anything in this passing game that says that they can jumpstart what they're doing from there. Mm-hmm. Everything is a very narrow path of success offensively for this team and this Texans team, mm-hmm. which is you have to be able to run the ball consistently, give yourself advantageous downs, and then hopefully have openings in a defense to be able to attack them more so in a vertical manner. That's very, you know, almost mm-hmm. pure progression. You have to go 1 to 2 to 3. There is no skipping steps. And it starts, of course, with being able to run the ball somewhat effectively. And then on the other side, I think this defense, high expectation.
It's a good defense. Go ahead.
It's a very good defense. It's a high expectation from them. However, little slippage does not allow them because they're making up for the margins that aren't there on the offensive side.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it just got me thinking, like, we know the strength of this team is the defense, and they score points, and we've been creating turnovers, and they limit the best scoring defense in the NFL. I was just looking at that like, man, the Seahawks are running the ball pretty, you know, okay. I was going to say pretty well, somewhere in there. And if the Texans fall behind, the Niners are just going to continue to do that, and defense being on the field a lot. You know, George Kittle all of a sudden becomes a factor.
That's it. I think that's one of the interesting things. Like, the offensive line for this Niners team, obviously you know of Trent Williams, and he's going to be something that I imagine they hope to mitigate some of the Danielle Hunter. But, I mean, on the offensive line, they've been pretty solid. They've been decent in what they do. But bringing in George Kittle, getting him back this past week,
made a big difference.
It's a huge difference, and especially when you start talking about not just blocking at the line of scrimmage, but getting up to the second level, that linebacker going – having to deal with that tight end, that's where it gets a little dicey. And as you mentioned, like, Christian McCaffrey, he's the type of running back, he's a good running back in which you got to block up a majority of guys, and I'll take one of the blockers myself, right? I'll make somebody miss. So I'll run through somebody's face a la Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
And you know that he's going to do that consistently. So that makes it even more important that you are having multiple people swarming to and, you know, rallying to the football to tackle and not missing tackles. And on top of that, something that we have not talked about because they're not the literal best at it, but they're up there. This is also a pretty solid play-action team.
That's kind of where I'm going with this whole thing.
You know what I mean?
The combination of you're giving up a little runs. It's not like your Achilles heel, but it could be a soft spot. And if they have success with Kittle there, linebackers sort of maybe sneaking up a little bit because of McCaffrey and his success running the ball, all of a sudden you have McCaffrey outside the backfield coming out of the backfield on a play action, or Kittle, which, by the way, Kittle, I mean, the big story, and we talked about it with Sandler, Tracy Sandler, this week. Like, they're expecting Kittle to become more of a receiving weapon this week. He was really just blocking. I don't even know how many targets he had in his comeback.
Two targets, no catches in that game.
And so the play, that's exactly right. The play action all of a sudden becomes something that can be pretty dangerous.
And it's not like they're – I don't want to misrepresent this. It's not like they're a crazy effective team, but also they've had their struggles with injuries. But they can when they do. They usually hit a little bit harder than just, you know, a few yards here and there. I do wonder, though, if playing the Seahawks this past week allows the linebackers to kind of get their eyes in the right place, and if it allows the team to kind of have a better game plan. Because it did feel like watching that Seattle Seahawks game, they decided that they wanted to make sure those linebackers were not biting on the run.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what allowed the run to be a little bit more effective for the Seahawks in this past game. And then you could tell at one point in this game, they just decide, bleep it, we're going to do the thing where we meet those runs in the hole, and then we'll deal with the back end in that case. I do wonder if they just go, let's be true to ourselves. Let's meet Christian McCaffrey in the gap, and then we'll deal with the back end as we see fit as it goes along, as opposed to trying to avoid the play action.
And Kittle becomes that much more important that he's back, and they're clearly going to probably try to target him more. And the other aspect of this, the Texans defense right now is kind of bickering. And when it comes to that messaging you're talking about and the assignments and, you know, some of the secondary coverages, we heard Stingley, of course, all that stuff.
From Superman on the YouTube, can we please stop with the swarm mentality? So stupid. Have players out there that can't do basic things. When I said swarm, I literally meant like rally to the football.
Like the conventional.
Not the t-shirt.
Yeah.
However, like.
People, they got tired of swarming now.
No, I mean, people have. Remember, Payne and Pendergast are in this place where they're entirely done with it. Where are you on this whole, like, the swarm? Every team has their mantra and their motto, and it's something that they have rallied behind. Obviously, it's not something we're hearing right at this moment, Where are you, John Lopez, with the whole idea of the swarm?
Obviously, every team has their deal, you know, for lack of a better way to put it, in terms of this is going to be our rallying cry, this is going to be our focal point, et cetera. I don't mind it, but boy, it is ringing hollow right now, isn't it?
Hey, the Houston Texans branded that,
they
man,
branded
pretty
it.
Much.
It's on it's shirts.
A, it's a
on
chant.
Shirts. Yes.
It's a chant.
Yes, third down chant.
We can't get rid of it now, man.
Yeah. Well, Houston Texans swarm, okay? Defensively,
third down, swarm.
As sick as it seems, I understand. Like, because again, I think that playing smart is one of those things that people are like saying that this notion of swarm is clear is hurting that ability to play smart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that those are inherently mutually exclusive. Like the idea of being able to play smart, and that is what is at the heart of this defense, and that's what makes this defense effective. I think they need to lean more into it. As crazy it sounds. It has to be true. It can't just be the mantra. You actually have to have a work ethic.
And in all three phases.
The work ethic needs to be at a different level.
CJ mentioned that when he was talking about the identity, you know, when we've covered that, but at some point he goes, you know, swarm.
Right.
I'm like, what?
It might be that they need to return to the basics, because it can't just be swarm. It needs to be like, is the work ethic actually, like, because it's really speaking to the standard. Is your work ethic at the highest level? Are you being relentless in executing what you need to do? And right now, you can't actually answer those in the affirmative with this team.
Right.
They got to get back to that actually being a real thing as opposed to just a mantra.
100%.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Football Friday. Coming up next, let's get to our lunchtime confessions.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. Definitely have a confession that to me was a little funny, maybe also a little embarrassing. But do want to mention DJ Bieniemy reporting Nico Collins and Christian Kirk are not practicing today again.
That's what do you always say about the Friday practice?
They out. And actually, he said that as well in reporting it. He said, assume they'll be ruled out against the Niners.
Unless you Darius Stingley.
Yeah, that one was, again, that was kind of not misinformation, but not enough information. He ended up, when the media was there, wasn't present, but then ended up practicing that day. But these guys haven't practiced all week. So I'm guessing, and DNPs, you know, all week. So I'm guessing they're going to be
Yeah.
It's
fair to say.
Nick Caleb will get out here and scheme it up, right?
You're damn right. All right, here we go. So one of the ways I entertain myself.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. We're about to learn about Lopez.
Yeah, you are. Is a lot of times when I get these spam calls or, you know, junk texts and such,
mm-hmm.
I actually answer them, but sarcastically. Like any political text I get, doesn't matter from where.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll go so far as to just text, bleep off.
That's not sarcasm.
I've told you guys this in the past. And lo and behold, you know, the next text you get from them is, you have successfully unsubscribed to from blah, 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 blah. So apparently that's in the algorithm. If you tell somebody in one of these junky texters to bleep off, that it's actually, they will do it. Okay, so I got one this morning. And it said, are you free to talk now? You can call me.
That's real presumptuous.
And obviously, what would you think? That's junk. It was an unknown number.
Yeah.
It was like a 332 area code or something.
The hell is 332?
I don't know.
We're about to find out.
So I answered. I texted back just to entertain myself.
Oh, I see where this is going.
I'm going to call your mama instead.
Classic. Classic. Well, if you were a little bit younger, you should have, well, just a little bit, because not a lot, but a little bit of younger, you'd have been like, would you like to call these?
Yeah, right. Well, I immediately got a text back. It wasn't, you have successfully unsubscribed.
Okay.
It was like, John, this is so-and-so from the, I'm actually going to speak at an event in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
So somebody gave him my number to kind of iron out some of the things I want to talk about.
In a wild turn of events.
Oh, man.
In a wild turn of events, John Lopez,
yeah.
I'm on your side here. How do you send a text and not announce yourself? The first time that you send a text to somebody?
Yeah.
Even if you do feel like your number is saved, mm-hmm. you still go, hey, what's up, man? It's Kenny.
Yes.
But just want to make sure we still good for whatever.
Right. So it's this, he's actually like a board member of this.
Oh, man.
This thing I'm speaking at.
How did you get out of this one?
I just said, I'm sorry. But I said, I'm going to call your mama instead.
At least you say bleep off.
I didn't say that.
You should have leaned further into it and been like, all right, we could call, but is your mama going to be on the line? Because I still have business with her.
Oh, boy, that was hilarious. And he took it well.
Okay.
He took it well. I'm glad.
Yeah. I was about to say.
It's funny. I just got one during the show not that long ago. Mm. I ended up hitting delete and report as spam.
Yeah.
But somebody said, hey, just want to see if you talked to Kenny. I think it was Kenny.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have no idea. I just hit spam.
Sometimes most times I just report junk. But sometimes I just have some fun, you know.
Kenny May?
Yeah, I don't know.
332 is a Manhattan area code, by the way.
Okay.
Manhattan, New York.
Okay. Big time.
The World Series starts tonight. Obviously game one between Blue Jays and Dodgers. And that actually reminded me of a tweet that I saw last week while the ALCS was going off. And it was, you know, a baseball fan that said in all their years of watching sports, one thing they knew for sure is that they did not care about Ohtani, interestingly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And this was pretty much after Ohtani did the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see a pitch, had zero interest watching this series. They said none of it moves them as a baseball fan. They didn't know why. And my confession is I simply cannot relate to that at all. That's what I'm here for sports for.
Absolutely.
Like, I guess some people might come for community or, you know, just like a level of civic pride. I am here to see people do incredible things. Like,
that's the whole reason you watch.
I have never made any bones about it. Like, I am here to see the incredible. All the other stuff that comes with it is interesting and fun or what have you. Well, actually, not all the other stuff, because some of it is heartbreaking and sadness. However, I'm here to see people do incredible things. I could never see myself be in the circumstance where I'm like, an incredible thing is happening. You know what? Just don't care.
I'm good.
How can you
not be impressed by that, though? Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I understand if it was like hitting for the cycle or something like that, it don't move you because it's a little different now. But, man, how could you not be impressed by that performance?
Exactly. No, 100%. And that's why you watch, like Reggie was talking about.
Right. Even if you hate the teams, like you might just hate watching because something incredible is happening. But one of the things that I've loved, especially when I was like maybe in college and you just got nothing but free time, even though you think you're busy, you got nothing but free time, is just being on Twitter and seeing, yo, something is happening. Turn to ESPN.
Exactly.
I'm there immediately because I'm here to see it.
sometimes I'll be there when if it's like a I think what was the pitch? The guy pitched against the Astros who damn should have had a no hitter.
Oh, the guy I guaranteed would lose.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was at one point I was kind of rooting for him.
Exactly.
I'm like, man, this is probably one of the worst pitchers, and he about to grab a no-hitter.
By the way, thanks for that. I'm going to get you some more smelling salts just because you reminded me
that's
of that.
That's right.
Nonsense.
That's what that was goodness gracious. All about. Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I got to confess, man, I've been enjoying these jokes from the whole NBA gambling thing so much, man. I done seen like 40 clips from The Sopranos. I done seen a clip from American Gangster, the movie. I done seen clips from Goodfellas.
Mm-hmm.
I've been enjoying this way too much, man.
A lot of Goodfellas.
Yeah. People get so creative when it comes to scandals and stuff like this. And just finding the perfect movie clip or a TV show clip to go with it, man. I should not be enjoying this. And this is a serious matter.
Well, you say you shouldn't be enjoying it, but this is one of those life is weird, stranger than art type thing. Mm-hmm. Have you seen some of the nicknames from some of the documents that are on here?
Of the actual nicknames?
Yeah, some of the nicknames of some of the actual dudes that have been implicated in this.
Oh, I got to hear
these. I seen one.
So there's a man named Shane Hennon who goes by Sugar. There's a Tony Goodson who goes by Black Tony. Thomas Gelardo, I'm guessing, Gelardo, something like that. He go by Juice. There is a Osman Hoti who is known as Albanian Bruce.
Albanian Bruce.
Nelson Alvarez goes by Spanish G. Amar Awade goes by Flapper Poker. I'm like, these are...
That's the one I saw.
These are crazy names. Poker.
Which of those nicknames would you run away from the fastest?
Oh, it's definitely Albanian Bruce.
Albanian Bruce for me, too.
Yeah.
Albanian Bruce. Yeah,
Albanian Bruce.
Yeah, your nationality is in here, and they trying to say something about you. I don't know exactly but I'm not staying long enough to
figure even
out.
Black Tony, man. Don't sleep on Black Tony.
Yeah. Albanian Bruce, though, I'd be like, yeah, no, I don't want any part of that.
And you know what? It's funny because I was going to say Black Tony, you might just have multiple Tonys. You trying to make the differentiation. I guess that could also be the case with Albanian Bruce. Like, we got Albanian Bruce and Italian Bruce or whatever. Like, maybe that's the way that that came about. But something about Albanian Bruce sounds like he's breaking kneecaps or something.
How many Italians are named Bruce?
That was a thought that I had as soon as I started saying it. And I was like, well, we're here already.
Now, right? These ain't all Italians, though, right?
No.
Clearly not.
This Bruce could be just
There's the Albanian guy.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Wouldn't it be weird if he wasn't Albanian at all? This was just racism.
That would be even scarier.
They're like, you're from one of those places, Albanian Bruce, right?
That would be even scarier.
Hey, Fat Joe talked about that. How he just named some dude Mongolian whatever.
Right.
And dude, I think he was just a white dude, I want to say.
He called him Mongolian?
Mongolian something. I forgot what it was.
Hey, that's the world. That's that world that is really affecting the NBA now.
Yeah, those are some great nicknames. But yeah, I've been enjoying these clips way too much, man.
Yeah, it has been fun. I like all the fans that say, oh, I found another one, and it's like a coach they want fired or something. You know, like, oh, Billy Napier. Well, he's fired.
But at FBI, you missed one.
Yeah, you missed
one. Yeah, or I think my favorite one, I think people start saying, hey, man, I think some people from John Carroll might be connected with this.
I'm surprised that you didn't tag Amy Adams Strunk in there.
We should.
You said we.
They don't need any help. She's already getting run out of there, figuratively speaking.
I seen Nick Cayley at one of those poker games, too, by the way.
Hey.
All right, I'm doing this confession knowing what's coming.
Oh, Lord.
I know what's coming. Think I'm pulling for the Dodgers in the World Series.
Let's go Dodgers!
There it is.
Let's go Dodgers!
I do not consider myself a Dodgers fan. I don't really.
How could you not pull for the Blue Jays?
Yeah, so it's just bleep George Springer, huh? I see you.
That's why Miles Straw.
I be forgetting Miles Straw. My bad, big dog.
Look, that's why I'm confessing.
Lopez, though.
I'm confessing.
He hates the Astros. No, we just learned it. We figured it out. We got it.
No wonder you like the Dodgers.
We did
it. The Blue Jays is Astros North, pretty much.
That's why I'm confessing. I actually put it on the document. Like, the world, you know, especially in Houston, is cheering for the Blue Jays. And as I was typing that, I was like, I still want to see Ohtani, man. I want to see Ohtani get to the highest rung on the ladder and just, you know, do his thing.
713. This is crazy. And I think actually Figgy might have a joke, or not a joke, but a question that this matches. Someone said, Casario was out there. I know because I was there. So you just willing to implicate yourself on that as well. Bedtime, huh, buddy? You ready for that? All right, those are your lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Football Friday. And I did say, it's a Football Friday. So coming up next, one, stick around because there's a giveaway for tickets to the University of Houston game. Not this week, but next. But that's also important because it's time for Lopez's college football headline, the weekend that's coming in college football. What does Lopez have for you in the connective tissue realm? Let's talk about it next. I want y'all to understand that we work with the best in the business here at Sports Radio 610. I, in the last segment, especially if you were watching.
I was like Kyle Busch.
On the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live stream, both on YouTube and in Twitch. I broke the microphone. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I broke the microphone in front of me. You might have seen me holding it in place. And I went and I told one of our engineers, our guy Andy, who might be the biggest sports fan that works at this whole place. And he had the most NASCAR pit stop of fixing this microphone in a break.
Yeah.
So shout out to Andy. And shout out to you, especially if you love a little college football, because the weekend that's coming up, it needs a headline. And so we turn to the newspaper man himself, John Lopez, for the college football headline of the week presented by Wrangler. Let's get that preview going, big dog.
Yeah, this weekend you can only call it. Is that a tortilla in your pocket Saturday?
You just want to poke at Texas Tech, huh?
No, it's because this is a weird weekend. That is true. And a lot
that
of other weird true. Things.
So you calling Texas Tech fans weird?
Well, they're calling it weird.
Is that
well,
kind
hold
of...
On. Hold on. You can't be a Texas A&M fan and call nobody weird. Like, as much as I appreciate... Texas A&M is
widely misunderstood.
Hey, that's Browns fans laughing at Jets fans.
Y'all some weird jokers, man. You can't lie about that. Y'all some weird jokers.
God's people, God's country. Man. That's right. A&M is the salt of the earth, baby.
713-572-4610. If you're an A&M fan, are you or are you not a weird fan base?
Just, loyal.
I want to see how honest y'all want to be.
High integrity, unless you fake an injury. But that's part of the weirdness that's going on as well. All right, so this is an actual quote from a athletic director. The stakes are too high to risk throwing tortillas.
Correct.
The stakes are too high to risk throwing tortillas.
That's right.
That's a Texas Tech athletic director, Kirby Hokut.
I mean, he's right. There's so much.
He has to say that?
Yes.
Or even.
Well, I mean, they have a tradition of throwing tortillas. Yeah. And in the Big 12, people got upset and they were like, hey, we got to stop this. Yeah. We got to stop you throwing these objects
on the
field.
Hey, up the ante.
Yeah. What is it? 100,000?
200? Is it 200? Or maybe it's 100.
100,000.
Yeah.
Violation every time tortillas mm-hmm. thrown on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's going to put an end to it, right?
No.
Well, he actually had a press conference and he was actually defending it for a long time.
I mean, why wouldn't you? It's their weird thing. Y'all got a lot of weird things.
We don't have anything weird. We're awesome.
You just keep lying.
Don't y'all got the male cheerleaders or something like that?
They're called the Yale Leaders.
Yale Leaders.
They're called
okay.
Yale Leaders. And that is an homage to traditional football.
Don't y'all be waiting for a dog to bark to get off class?
Well, we hope for it to bark. That's a good tradition, man. You'd have taken advantage of that. Bark, Reveille. Anyway, so among the many weird things going on in college football, you have an athletic director talking about it's too risky to throw tortillas. You also have just weird stuff, weird on weird on weird in the Aggies game. First of all, they are favored at night in a game at Death Valley. The Death Valley fans, LSU fans, want Brian Kelly fired.
That's right. Which, to be fair, everybody that eventually gets to this place with Brian Kelly.
Yes.
It happens eventually with everyone.
And Ed Orgeron this week says, you know what? I think I want to coach again.
I bet you do. I bet he. Can they really do that? Like, can you spin the block on Eddie O?
I don't think so.
On Coach O?
You think so?
I wouldn't be surprised. It wouldn't surprise me, man.
LSU fans, text in. Edo, yes or no?
Can you spin the block on Edo?
Yeah. So anyway, obviously, very important game. It's the second of the three game stretch that I consider the most key stretch for the Aggies this year, and they're actually favored by 2.5 in Death Valley at night. Then they have Missouri, and we'll get to Missouri here in just a second. But I think what's going to happen here, if it happens, if this happens, all these things are going to come to pass. If the Aggies take an early lead, let's say 10-0, 14-0, that's a wrap. That's a wrap on the game. That's a wrap on the fans in the game. I think they'll start bailing and leave the stadium.
Which is not, it's not typical of LSU.
Oh, yes, it is.
On a night game.
Yeah, when they fall behind and they
dip out.
I read a story about this just this week how, you know, when they are out, they leave. They're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, or they heckle.
Yeah.
It's a wrap on Brian Kelly.
That one I'll be interested in because, you know, big buyout, even though we've seen the buyouts actually get paid, I'd be interested to see how they actually are willing to go about there and pass the hat around. But, that offense isn't solid enough. The defense is fine, but there's still some issues with what that team is. They are also pretty game script dependent, it feels like, right now.
Yeah, so very interesting there. Local interest, I know we all follow the Cougs here. Arizona State. Fresh off the big late victory against Texas Tech, they're going to be without, I think, top five receiver in all of college football, Jordan Tyson. He's the guy that caught the big pass to take him down to the goal line against Tech. So Arizona State, they are playing at home against the Cougs, favored by 8.5 without their clearly best weapon.
Yeah, Arizona State has been one of the creams of this Big 12 crop right now. I just keep looking and seeing how much offense can U of H squeeze out of what they've got right now. The defense is clearly pretty solid. It's what's been able to keep them and win them games. It's just can they have a passing offense in general? I know Koziol is obviously one of those targets that you go to consistently, but can they get enough out of this? Because whether it's passing or rushing, it's a little substandard. Now, to be fair, it's not like Arizona State is perfect on offense, but they can get a little bit more through the air. Can you do enough keeping up? And obviously, can you get some turnovers defensively to help aid in that development? And this is a late game, ain't it?
I believe it's a late game. I'll have to look.
This one's a 8 p.m. start Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on ESPN2. So obviously, it's gonna be a late one as they're on the West Coast.
All right, so we're talking about just a lot of kind of weird stuff. I'm sure this is how you drew it up. The marquee game in all of college football probably this week is Missouri-Vanderbilt.
Yeah, I mean, that's
Missouri Vanderbilt.
That is where College Game Day is. Mm-hmm. And shout out to Vanderbilt, man. Vandy has continued to deliver in a way that, again, continues to hold up the idea that this is a really good team. This is not – there's a lot of those in college football right now, mm-hmm. teams that we would have historically looked at and been like, all right, this is cute, but you Missouri. Will return to who you are. Missouri has a little bit more yeah. – they do this a little bit more frequently from time mm-hmm. to time. But you talk about Vanderbilt, even with all due respect, Indiana.
Yeah.
There's some teams that you would typically look at and go, all right, this is cute, but when are you yeah. going to return? No, they're just good football teams.
No, they are. And it also has the marquee quarterback matchup, which, again, is just kind of weird. Diego Pavia, we've heard a lot about lately, and Bo Prabhula is really good, and he's Missouri's quarterback. So just interesting things, weird things going on. Also weird here, Longhorns.
Dude, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, man. This has real scary vibes if you support the university. I mean, they did not.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, you're right.
It shouldn't.
You're right. It shouldn't. I don't know what to make of last week's Kentucky game. This game will contextualize it quite a bit because Kentucky has not been good in the SEC this year. But Kentucky, in their DNA as a program, before they had that nice run early on with Mark Stoops, that's the type of program that they're ankle biters, right? They mm-hmm. jump up and grab you periodically. Usually it's Georgia, funny enough, but yeah. you know they're the type of team that could be a stumbling block when you're not paying attention. Except, so like maybe you could say they did that to Texas,
State.
But Texas has been doing that. Like yeah. Texas hasn't looked good. They have not been able to put Arch Manning in a good place. There's people clamoring on the 40 acres to see if Arch Manning should be benched. And of course, your man Sark is having to defend his abilities as a play caller.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an easy place to go and play with against Mississippi State this year. They're playing some pretty good football. Can you exercise your demons as the University of Texas, even though there's a lot of talent, there's a lot of capability to be a good team?
Mississippi State has been close with some big-time SEC opponents, but they're still 0-3, and they're 4-3 overall. Texas is only favored by 6.5. The cowbells is going to be an adjustment. I don't know if they're ready for all the cowbells at Mississippi State, but just kind of weird. I mean, the Longhorns, you would have thought coming in, this would have been a chalk it up victory, right?
I mean, early on in the season, but how many really good victories do they have on their schedule, on their resume right now? This Texas
Oklahoma.
Team, and even Oklahoma, there's a little bit of diciness mm-hmm. to what they've done, especially because that game is not a real game. It doesn't exist as a college football game. It's more of just this wild rivalry nether space,
yeah.
that game. So even that, I don't know what to attribute to the University of Texas. Show me some. Mm-hmm. Show me some, Texas.
Yeah. You say that, and, you know, we go to Ole Miss right now. Ole Miss.
There it is.
Is going to be in a – they're trying to keep Lane Kiffin from going to Florida. And there are already rumors. There's some reports from relatively credible college football people that Florida's going to get Lane Kiffin. So Ole Miss this week, obviously, you know, trying to get back on track themselves.
Strength on strength, weakness on weakness. Oklahoma got defense. Ole Miss, of course, under Lane got offense.
Mm-hmm.
Ole Miss defense, gross. Oklahoma mm-hmm. offense. Kind of gross.
Yeah.
I think this makes for very fun college football.
It does. And we'll see how it plays out because clearly, you know, Lane Kiffin is going to be they're
dialing him up.
$81 million contract that I had seen that he's going to be getting or that is reported, you know, already for him. So, yeah, all kinds of big time college football this weekend. I don't know exactly. You know, we talked about the Aggies and the Longhorns. Texas Tech, of course, is going to be. Who do they have this week?
Who, Texas Tech?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I actually need to pull that up myself, so I apologize for not having that at the ready.
And UCLA, Indiana, that's the other weird one I wanted to talk about.
Yes, and we need to, because Tim Skipper is not getting his love. Texas Tech, by the way, playing the husk of the team that is Oklahoma State at Jones AT&T
that's
Stadium.
Right.
So that
that's
one,
right.
That one should be an easy win. Maybe they have put it into the budget. This game, throw some tortillas. I don't know. But, yeah, going back to that
UCLA. UCLA is white hot, on fire, but Indiana is.
Yeah, they're not winning this game, to be fair. Like, Indiana is a much better team mm-hmm. at the top of college football. UCLA is just kind of a really good story on this run. But Tim Skipper deserves his credit, and I think that he is an interesting spot here. Having an opportunity to show us how spunky is this UCLA team. Was this just – You got rid of the defensive coordinator there, mm-hmm. and you got some things turned around. You put Neuheisel in charge of the offense, and you were able to get something? Or is there something more that meets the eye outside of just like, hey, we got rid of the old, and we're getting a little bit of a bump here?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think they're favored by 26.5 points, Indiana. I don't know if I would lay those points, but I do think Indiana's going to win. And then the last little weird tidbit, this is a big rivalry weekend that nobody seems to give a bleep about.
Yeah, Michigan State.
And Tennessee, Kentucky.
That's right. Well, again,
Michigan State and Tennessee, Kentucky.
In both of those situations, one end of the bargain, one end of the deal is not holding up their end of the bargain.
But both of those, the ones not holding it up, have been relatively good in recent years. Michigan State's
been relatively good.
Not so much Michigan State.
Yeah, I was like, ooh,
but Kentucky has.
We are really stretching the relativity here, aren't we?
But Michigan State, Kentucky has. Yeah. So yeah, two rivalry games that everybody's like, eh, we'll see.
Yeah. From the 713, y'all pray for me. I have to watch two teams, one on Sundays, one on Saturdays, with the QB playing under the hype, bad O-line, questionable play calling, and great defense.
Gee, I wonder who he's following, or she.
The Houston Texans and the Texas Longhorns. Really is the thing with the Longhorns that kills me, is the idea that their offensive line is atrocious after I'd given Sark so much credit for finally getting them back to their previous glory of winning in the trenches. So, yikes. Yeah. Big yikes. All right. Want to talk about the Houston Cougars right quick, because if you want to watch them, obviously not this week. They're on the road at Arizona State. But next week when they welcome in West Virginia, then I've got something for you. You would need to be caller number 8 right now, 713-572-4610. And you will win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Cougars take on West Virginia. That is Saturday, November 1st. Kickoff, welcome in the month of November with the University of Houston Cougars. And, of course, these tickets are courtesy of the University of Houston. So, again, call number 8 right now, 713-572-4610. And you'll be able to enjoy this really great year 2 under Willie Fritz that's happening with the Cougs. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Let's talk more about one of those teams that our texter from the 713 is struggling to watch. It's the Houston Texans. There's been a weird week, and all of it's going to culminate. And we're gonna learn some things about this team on Sunday at noon when they face off against the Niners. So let's do it. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors that will contribute to whether or not the Texans can get off the slide, as a as Lil Kiki says on Sunday? 713-572-4610. We do it next.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate, with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.